Good morning, America. Hello, the world. This is Bill Brumbaugh, the host of the Private News here on Republic Broadcasting. Real happy to be here. It's like it's been a blessing. John's been a real prince about putting me up. Is Art with us yet? Hello, Art.
Right here, Bill.
Oh, how you doing, my friend?
Okay. How are you doing there, Bill?
Well, pretty depressed. I've seen some of the news. It's like it's totally out of hand. It's like they're raising the penalty for sentencing now. They will be now elongating many sentences without going to a prosecutor, without going through the system. The judge will simply make the decision to incarcerate people for a longer period of time. And it's like now people say, well, what about the veterans? It's like because that's what the show's about. The fact is, veterans' issues are very important. They're very important. But the thing is, the reason they want the vets out of the way, and they want them without guns, they want them without rights, they want them without anything, unless they're in the Army, the reason they want them there is they're afraid the veterans are an obstacle on their right. The veterans probably care more about the defense of this country than anyone does.
They're frightened to death of us, Bill. The government is frightened to death of us.
Well, it's like, I know, you know, you and I talked about, you know, certain things. These senators and congressmen are all lying about the Veterans Disarmament Bill. It's like they're all lying. Patty Murray lied. I called her office. They said there's no such thing. What a load of crap.
Hey, there's nothing wrong in Washington that the coming of a second Robespierre wouldn't fix damn fast.
It'd be
That's
nice to say goodbye to all these people forever, but it's like the fact is, until we have somebody like Ron Paul in office, if that can happen, if indeed it can happen, the fact is we have basically we put ourselves under a police state, total police state. No two ways about it.
Well, you see, the thinking here in America, and it's always been that way, with a two-party system, that there are only two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And either way you go, with either party, it's strike three for America. So what I'm saying is, America and Americans, wake up. The two-party system has failed us. I don't think Ron Paul stands a chance in a world of getting the Republican nomination. And if it happens that he gets the Republican nomination and wins the election, the same thing that happened to President John Kennedy will probably happen to Ron Paul, because the big business, the big corporate set here in this country does not want Ron Paul or anybody like him. They want somebody like Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney that they can control.
It's like, you know, I know there's so many things going on, but the fact is veterans are such an important issue. And if we don't deal with it right now and knock the nonsense, kill it dead right now. I mean, I don't mean people. I mean the legislation. This country will never be the same again.
Well, I'm going to talk in particular. I've got three subjects here today, but I'm going to talk in particular. I'm going to lead off with H.R. 2640 and Senate Bill 2084, and that's called the Veterans Firearms Disarmament Bill.
And well, so it's about much more than just veterans, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
It's like I know what you're – I sent you some stuff. I know what you're going to talk about, RG, but it's like people need to take this stuff serious. It's like
taking it serious. They're too busy watching their wrestling show and their NASCAR. They're not taking this serious at all, and they're laughing about this thing. Hey, we're getting what we deserve. We elected Mr. Bush twice, and I know someone is going to jump on me and say, oh, we didn't elect it. The polls were fixed. Maybe yes, maybe no. But this man is in office twice, and nobody has stepped up to overthrow him.
Well, it's like I want to throw up over him. I'm not overthrowing him, but it's like
That's also a good suggestion.
Do everything possible. But listen, we've got to take a break. Bill Brumbaugh and Art Bernclaw of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited will give out his contact information when we get back right after this commercial break.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, friends, we're back. Art, let's talk on the two bills you were talking about. Send a bill, and it's like, let's go to it.
Okay, first of all, let me explain who I am to people who may not have heard me before. I'm Arthur Bernklau. That's B-E-R-N-K-L-A-U, and I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited in New York. And we're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11776. That's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And I can be accessed by phone, 631 area, 474-4261, 631-474-4261. For those who want to call in and talk about the subjects that we have discussed here or any other subject, I could easily be reached here. I also have, I can reach my website, www.vfcll.com, www.vfcll.com, but I only go on my computer for a short while twice a week, so you're just as well reaching me snail mail or calling me, and all calls will be returned. That's a promise. Now, what I'm going to talk about primarily are the gun owners of America. The gun owners get stabbed in the back because the Veterans Disarmament Act is on the president's desk right now. And this was provided to me by the gun owners of America at 8001 Forbes Place, Suite 102 in Springfield, Virginia, 22151. I have promised this organization our full support, They can be reached at 703-321-8585. And Americans now have got to get together, and we've got to unite, because this government we have is pushing us right into a fascist dictatorship, and Congress means absolutely nothing. Congress is worthless. Now, here's a quotation from Representative Carolyn McCarthy, Democrat of New York, on CBS News, December 20th. And she says, "To me, this new bill is the best Christmas present I could ever receive." That's Representative Carolyn McCarthy. Her husband was killed on the Long Island Railroad by some nut with a gun. And I repeat, a nut with a gun. He wasn't killed by a gun. He was killed by a nut with a gun. Now, the gun owners of America and its supporters, they took a knife in the back as Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, outsmarted his congressional opposition into agreeing on a so-called compromise bill. H.R. 2640, a bill which is now on the president's desk. And it's known as the Veterans Disarmament Act to its opponents. And it's being praised, believe it or not, by the National Rifle Association and the Brady Campaign. Gee, where is Moses now that we needed him? I hear he retired. He's not with the NRA anymore. The Brady Bunch crowed victory. U.S. Congress strengthens Brady background check system. The NRA stated that last-minute changes to the McCarthy bill made a good bill even better, and that that the end product is a win for American gun owners. I mean, you want to talk about perverted thinking? Here we go. But the gun owners of America has issued public statements decrying this legislation. The core of the bill's problem is Section 101C1C, which makes you a prohibited person on the basis of a medical finding of disability, so long as a veteran had an opportunity for some sort of a hearing before some lawful authority other than a court, believe it or not, other than a court. Presumably, this lawful authority could even be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And this is really something. They took this and they attached it to a school bill, which was going to pass anyway. They attached this gun bill to a school bill. That's the way Congress does things here, very, very deviously.
Well, they know if they did it straightforward, the people would kick up a fuss, but they don't do that, and nobody seems to have the gumption to look these things up.
Well, look, the difference between now in Iraq and in Vietnam, big difference. Years ago, the people used to be out in every city demonstrating. The kids used to be yelling, "Hell no, we won't go." Today, they're sitting around with their blogs and their computers, and nothing is being done. Nothing is being done. Now, note that unlike with an accused murderer, this hearing does not even have to occur. The lawful authority doesn't have to be unbiased. The veteran is not necessarily entitled to an attorney, much less an attorney financed by the government. So what do the proponents about this bill have to say about it? The argument that they give, the Veterans Disability Act, they say it creates new avenues for prohibited persons to seek restoration of their gun rights. Now, the answer to this is, what the bill does is it locks in statutorily huge numbers of additional law-abiding Americans who will now be denied the right to own a firearm. That's our Second Amendment. That's what our forefathers gave us. And then it graciously allows these newly disarmed Americans to each spend tens of thousands of dollars for a long-shot chance to regain the gun rights this very bill takes away from them. And more to the point, what minimal gains were granted by the right hand are taken away by the left. And I mean left. Section 105 provides a process for some Americans diagnosed with so-called mental disabilities to get their rights restored in the state where they live. But then, in subsection A2, the bill stipulates that such relief may occur only if the person will not be likely to act in a manner dangerous to public safety and that the granting of relief would not be contrary to the public interest in. Now, this doesn't this language sound familiar to those state codes like California's that have may issue concealed carry laws where citizens technically have the right to carry, but state law only says that sheriffs may issue them a permit to carry? I mean, what kind of chicanery is this? When given such leeway, those sheriffs usually do not grant the permits. Now, prediction, liberal states, the same states that took these people's rights away that will treat almost every person who has been illegitimately denied as a danger to society and claim that granting relief would be contrary to public interest. Let's make one thing clear here. The efforts begun during the Clinton presidency to disarm battle-scarred veterans promoted by the Brady anti-gun campaign is illegal and it's morally reprehensible. But Section 101C1C of H.R. 2640 would rubber stamp those illegal actions. Over 140,000 law-abiding veterans would be statutorily barred from possessing firearms. True, they can now hire a lawyer and beg the agency that took their rights away to voluntarily give them back. But the agency doesn't have to do anything but sit on its hands. And after 365 days of inaction, guess what happens? The newly disarmed veteran can spend thousands of additional dollars to sue. And as the plaintiff, the wrongly disarmed veteran has the burden of proof. Can you imagine this? Now, language proposed by the Gun Owners of America would have automatically restored a veteran's gun rights if the agency sat on its hands for a year. That's the way it should be. Unfortunately, the Guns of America amendment was not included in this law. How convenient. The Veterans Disarmament Act passed the Senate and the House both times without a recorded vote. That is, the bill passed by unanimous consent and was then transmitted to the White House. Longtime Gun of America activists will remember that a similar compromise deal helped the original Brady law get passed. In 1993, there were only two or three senators on the floor of that chamber who used a unanimous consent agreement with no recorded vote to send the Brady bill to President Clinton at a time when most legislators have already left town for their Thanksgiving break. Now, gun owners can go to their website, and it's a kind of a long one, http://www.gunowners.org/NEWS/NWS9402.htm, and you can read on this website about how this betrayal occurred 14 years ago, a betrayal then, and now we have a new betrayal. Now, with your help, Gun Owners of America has done a yeoman's job of fighting gun control over the years, considering the limited resources that we have. Together, we were able to buck the Brady campaign, NRA coalition in 1999 after the Columbine massacre, and were able to defeat the gun control that was proposed in the wake of that shooting. Yesterday, we were not so lucky, but we're not going to go away. Gun Owners of America wants to repeal the gun-free zones that disarm law-abiding Americans and repeal the other gun restrictions that are on the books. That is the answer to Virginia Tech. Unfortunately, the House and Senate chose the path of imposing more gun control. So our appeal to you is this. Please help Guns of America in this coming year. Get more members and activists.
The fact is, the NRA seems to have totally dried up. I don't think they're doing anything positive now.
They sold us out.
Yeah, it'd be important to back the Gun Owners of America. Well, we'll be back after this break. We'll talk to you in a minute.
The
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, you brought up a good point during your conversation. You were talking about how they stick things in. It's like they combine it with the school bill. It's like
saying
you're a bad guy if you don't back the school bill. But this type of crap has been going on for 50 years now.
I've got this right here, and people are going to start calling in very shortly on this. Now, are Senate offices lying to you? This is a fact. Our Senate offices lying to you? Some are claiming there is no Veterans Disarmament Act. Now, I'm going to dictate a letter here, and you can pick it up also on the Gun Owners of America website. Please use the letter at the bottom of this alert to contact your senators and ask them to read the Veterans Disarmament Act for themselves, but urge them to read the entire bill, not just a few lines here and there. And they dare not vote for this bill without having read the text, which is what they did just now, and the underlying law and regulations for themselves. This alert will address some of the most frequently misunderstood points about the Veterans Disarmament Act and give you the material you need to set your senators straight. It's amazing. We have to set our senators straight. They don't set us straight. We have to set them straight. And Guns of America members will be receiving important mailings during the next few weeks asking them to renew their membership for another year. And we urge them, in fact, people who belong to us and belong to them, we urge them, take your time to do this. We need you working with us because with your help, we'll continue to have a tremendous impact upon legislation in the Congress. And Gun Owners of America is one of the most effective and important political organizations in this country. They can mobilize gun owners from all across America, uniting them into a single powerful voice that politicians in Washington dare not ignore. Now, it's either an enormous, bald-faced lie or ignorance at its worst, but then again, whether it's deception or plain ignorance, either scenario is found quite commonly on Capitol Hill, and some Senate offices are telling people the Leahy-Schumer bill is only a bill about school safety and not a bill about disarming veterans. They attach it to a school safety bill. Now, this is not a Veterans Disarmament Act, some officers have told GOA staff. The bill doesn't say anything about veterans, and one particular office, that of Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, is selectively quoting provisions in the bill to justify his support for the Veterans Disarmament Act. That's Senator Hatch of Utah. I always called him Booby Hatch. Anyway, these arguments have been repeated in different places and at different times. There's even a military website where a broadcast journalist makes the same outlandish claim that there's no such thing as the Veterans Disarmament Act. But just like journalists shouldn't attempt brain surgery, neither should they try to understand difficult pieces of legislation without an intimate knowledge of the federal code and regulations which are referenced in those bills. And after all, it takes more digging than just a word search for the word veteran to understand there are dangers hidden in the McCarthy-Schumer bill, which would ban hundreds of thousands of military veterans from owning guns. While it's not surprising that a journalist would fail to do this kind of homework, it is surprising that congressional officers would use such an amateurish argument to deflect criticism of a bill. Of course the bill doesn't say Veterans Disarmament Act. That's a phrase that was coined by Gun Owners of America. Does anybody really think that Schumer and company are going to tell us that their true intentions are to disarm the veterans of this country? Heck no. They call it a school safety bill, when the real goal of their measure is to disarm gun owners and veterans around the country. And the history of the 20th century has taught us that legislation, if not carefully crafted, can easily be twisted and abused. And you remember how the RICO Act, originally enacted to help combat the mafia, was later used to crack down on peaceful pro-life protesters? Oh, yeah. And who would have thought that the original Brady Law, passed in 1993, that it would be used to keep people, get this, with outstanding traffic tickets from buying guns, or couples with marriage problems from buying guns, or military vets with nightmares from buying guns. Now, those who want to claim there's no Veterans Disarmament Act ignore, first of all, that up to 140,000 veterans have already been disarmed by using twisted interpretations of the federal code. And that figure was released on August 1st by Congress's own research team, the Congressional Research Service. And furthermore, the so-called school safety bill that Senators Patrick Leahy and Chuck Schumer are pushing would legitimize the very practice that began with President Clinton when his administration began adding military vets onto the NICS rolls. This bill is numbered H.R. 2640 in the House and Senate Bill 2084 in the Senate. And the Veterans Disarmament Act does change federal law. The legislation rubber stamps regulations that have been issued by BATFE, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives over the years. The net result is that Section 2032 of S2084 ends up outlawing guns for millions of people, including veterans, who are not currently prohibited from owning guns. And the bottom line is that this bill will ban a person from owning guns because he or she was merely diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, Alzheimer's, ADHD, or a bipolar disorder by government psychologist or psychiatrist in the VA, Medicare, or the IDEA program. And the Veterans Disarmament Act will codify regulations.
We'll be right back here on the Proctor News.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, friends, we're back. Art Bernclaw is my guest, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. He's the executive director. Give out the contact information again, if you would, Art.
Okay, it's Arthur Bernclaw, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. Our number to call us is 631-474-4261, or contact the Gun Owners of America in reference to this bill that is going to take all our freedoms away from us. And this unbelievably bad piece of legislation states a person... the legislation states a person can't lose their gun rights based solely on a medical finding of disability without a finding that the person is a danger to himself or others. Now, you see that? What little freedom is protected with the one hand is destroyed with the other. And what government shrink isn't going to say that a person suffering from PTSD is a potential danger, even a teensy-weensy danger to himself or others? Nobody will.
And it's like with one hand they refuse to acknowledge PTSD, now they have to, and it's like they'll use it to pretty much keep America disarmed.
Exactly. And the letter from BATFE indicates, that's alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, May 9th of this year, indicates this danger does not have to be a substantial threat. It can be just a minuscule danger. This letter can be read on the GOA website. It gets slightly technical, but it helps to actually read the entire sentences in the bill rather than selectively quote a passage here or there. And it especially helps to read the underlying federal code and regulations. This is why Gun Owners of America has posted the entire bill and a scholarly point-by-point analysis on the Veterans Disarmament Act on its website. And you've got to keep informed on this. And when you read through the section, you can understand why the American Legion and the Military Order of the Purple Heart have both vehemently opposed this bill. You'll also see the PDF copies of their two letters of opposition and Senator Tom Coburn's letter, which the Government Gun Owners of America reported last week. Senator Coburn sent his letter to the VA and asked them to explain how they plan to prevent even more veterans from being disarmed without due process. And earlier this week, USA Today stated veterans are seeking mental health treatment in increasing numbers, an almost 70% jump in a recent 12-month period. Can you see why Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Carolyn McCarthy want this legislation so bad? Hundreds of thousands of veterans are going to be unknowingly sucked into the gun control dragnet. And this is outrageous, and this is why your senators have to keep hearing from you on this issue. And this is a pre-written message. And you can pick this up on the gun owner's webpage that I mentioned before. And it's written this way. Dear Senator, I find it outrageous that there are officers on Capitol Hill with the audacity to claim that S-2084, a bill introduced by committed anti-gun activists like Patrick Leahy and Chuck Schumer, will neither affect veterans nor deny them their constitutional rights. The truth is that S-2084 and its House counterpart, H.R. 2640, may claim to deal with school safety, but that's a lot of twaddle. Its real aim is to take away people's gun rights, and those who have served in the military will be especially affected. The Veterans Disarmament Act, let's call it what it really is, will result in the disarmament of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of veterans who risked life and limb in defense of our nation. Already, the Congressional Research Service has reported that up to 140,000 veterans have had their names placed into the NICS system, and these are men and women who have not been convicted of any crimes whatsoever. It's no wonder that the American Legion and the Military Order of the Purple Heart have opposed this legislation. The legislation changes statutory laws so that a single shrink, a government psychiatrist, psychologist, or social worker, even a social worker, can deny any person, yes, even a military veteran, their Second Amendment rights. And if you think this bill has nothing to do with veterans or that this bill does not change federal law, then please do me a favor, read the entire bill, not just a few lines here and there. And after you've read the bill, please look at the underlying law and regulations which are referenced in the bill. Gun Owners of America has devoted a special section on its website on this http://www.gunowners.org/netb.htm so that people can easily do this. This section also allows you to read the entire bill and get a scholarly point-by-point analysis of the Veterans Disarmament Act. And I am still waiting for you to join the hold on this legislation that was placed by Senator Tom Coburn. What is taking you so long, Senator? And this was by the Gun Owners of America and also the Southern Party of Georgia in Morgantown, Georgia. And this is something that we've all got to do something about. Now, this is from the Bible out of Luke 22:36, KJV. He that hath no sword, Let him sell his garment and buy one. Most of us are aware that the heroic actions of a brave woman in the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado, several days ago, saved the lives of perhaps scores or maybe even hundreds of people. However, her bravery would not have counted for much had she not been armed. On that fateful December Sunday, a man by the name of Matthew Murray entered the church armed to the teeth. According to press reports, he was armed with a semi-automatic rifle, two handguns, some smoke grenades, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. By the time Murray arrived in the Colorado Spring Church, he had already killed four people, two at a missionary training center a few miles away and two in the church parking lot, and he had wounded several others. No one realized it at the time, but the man was a serial killer in the midst of a rampage. He doubtless planned to kill as many people as he could at the church, and there were thousands of people inside the church. Had there not been an armed citizen in the church house, the death toll would have been massive. According to church spokesman, the congregation has over a dozen members who have volunteered to serve as security personnel for the church. Gene Assam was one of those volunteers. A former police officer, Assam said, "I saw him, Murray, coming through the doors, and I took cover. I waited for him to get closer. I came out of cover. I identified myself and engaged him and then took him down." Murray died in the exchange, although Assam shot him several times with a 9mm pistol. The coroner's office said that Murray actually succumbed to a self-inflicted gunshot wound after being incapacitated by Assam's gunfire. Murray apparently turned one of his weapons on himself. Now, you can chalk up one for the good guys, or in this case, the good gals. Now, have you noticed how fast the media dropped the Colorado story as soon as it was discovered that a lawfully armed citizen ended the potential massacre by using her own handgun? Had the killer been successful in murdering scores of people, however, it would have been at the top of the news for weeks.
Grab the guns.
Yep. As it is, the story is already buried in the dungeon section of the news, if it is in the news at all. This is what our media is today. It's ridiculous. Now, one thing the national news media will always ignore is the practice of lawful self-defense. For example, most people are probably not aware of the fact that American citizens use a firearm to defend themselves more than 2.4 million times every year. That is more than 6,500 times every day. This means that each year, firearms are used 60 times more often to protect the lives of honest citizens than to take lives. Furthermore, of the 2.4 million self-defense cases, more than 192,000 are by women defending themselves against sexual assault. And in less than 8% of those occasions, is a shot actually fired? The vast majority of the time, 92%, or the mere presence of a firearm, helps to avert a major crime from occurring. And this is what Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, Republican of Maryland, concluded after extensive research. That's Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, Republican of Maryland. According to Representative Bartlett, the number of defensive uses is four times the number of crimes reported committed with guns. 4-1. John Lott, senior research scientist at the University of Maryland, agrees with Bartlett. His book, More Guns, Less Crime, documents the fact that, instead of being a cause of crime, firearms in the hands of private citizens are actually a major deterrent to crime. Another fact conveniently ignored by the major media is the connection between wanton killings and the so-called free gun zones. For an example of this, look no further than Virginia Tech Massacre, the Virginia Tech Massacre. In spite of Virginia state laws that allow citizens to carry concealed weapons for self-defense, Virginia Tech forbade its students and faculty from carrying weapons for self-defense on campus. Had a student or faculty member been armed, as was Mrs. Assam in the Colorado Springs attack, no doubt many, if not most, of the Virginia Tech victims would not have died. Obviously, bad guys do not pay any attention to gun-free zones, except to note that such zones create a free-killing environment. Is it any wonder that those states and cities with the most restrictive gun control laws tend to be home to the highest crime rates. The old saying is still true. When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. There's another saying I like even better. When guns are outlawed, I will be an outlaw. Even our Lord understood and validated the right of every person to arm themselves for personal self-defense. He said, "He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Luke 22:36. The old Roman sword was the first century equivalent of a modern handgun. It was the most practical and convenient form of self-defense available at that time. Also, please note that at least two of Jesus' disciples, one of whom was Simon Peter, were in the habit of carrying their own personal sword, and Jesus never rebuked them. See Luke 22:38.
Well, the fact is, these were much more leery about attacking the disciples, Jesus and the apostles, because of the fact that they knew they were armed. They were armed. It's like you check it's like in Washington D.C. you have one of the highest murder rates in the nation,
if not the highest.
It's always in the top 10. I think it's in the top 5. And the fact is, because criminals know that the authorities are anti-gun. If you defend yourself with a gun, very often you are brought up on charges.
Exactly.
To put you in jail. But the fact is, the gun owners that do have guns, those people that defend themselves with the guns very likely continue their lives.
Yeah.
Because it's like they won't simply be attacked by somebody who's out to take advantage of you because they know
exactly. They're
armed.
Now, Jesus also acknowledged, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. That's out of Luke 11:21. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul emphatically said, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." The right and, yes, obligation of personal self-defense is entrenched in both Christian and American tradition. People who would deny citizens the right to arm themselves are either naively ignorant or deliberately duplicitous. As Robert Heinlein said, an armed society is a polite society. America's founding fathers agreed with Heinlein. Thomas Jefferson said, "No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms." He also said, "Laws that forbid carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man." Samuel Adams, another great American, said, "Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to infringe on the just and liberty of the press or the rights of conscience, or to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." James Madison said, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of people always possess arms." Thomas Paine said, "Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue where the law-abiding were deprived the use of them. George Washington called the private collections of arms the people's liberty teeth. America must always preserve the right to keep and bear arms. To do any less is to invite oppression and tyranny, not to mention acts of violence." And some years back, Alan Rice of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, wrote, "Since 1900, at least 7 major genocides have occurred, resulting in the murder of 50 to 60 million people. First one, Ottoman Turkey, 1915 to 1917. 1.5 million Armenians were murdered. This is a result of gun control in the country. Second one, Soviet Union, 1929 to 1953. 20 million anti-communists and anti-Stalinists murdered. 3. Nazi Germany and Occupied Europe, 1933 to 1945. 13 million Jews, Gypsies, and anti-Nazis murdered. 4. China, 1949 to 1952, 1957 to 1960, 1966 to 1976. 20 million anti-communists murdered. 5. Guatemala, 1960 to 1981. 100,000 Mayan Indians murdered. 6. Uganda, 1971 to 1979. 300,000 Christians and political rivals of Idi Amin murdered. And let's not forget Cambodia, 7th and final one. 1975 to 1979. 1 million murdered.
Folks, those are people that had their guns confiscated. Does that make sense? Because we're on the verge of doing the same thing for the largest prison nation in the world, largest by far.
Well, in all seven of the genocides summarized above, gun control laws were enforced before the genocide occurred, and in some cases,
we'll
decades
be right back.
Before.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, friends, we're back. Art Brunclaw and myself talking about the Veterans Disarmament legislation, which seems on the fast track. The president is definitely going to sign it. It's like we need to raise an outrage against this to the elected officials that we have right now.
Absolutely.
Actually, if you send me a request, I will send you the letter Art was talking about. I downloaded it and sent out to my email list, which is pretty large already. It's like I hope and pray you people do that. Again, that's sending an email to bill@proactivenews.com, B-I-L-L at P-R-O-A-C-T-I-V-E-N-E-W-S.com. I'll send you back the letter and the legislation itself to let you know how heinous this stuff is.
Well,
all right, well, Art, go on.
As a final few words on the gun control, all you have to do is do the math yourself. Absent an armed citizen, 32 innocent people lost their lives at Virginia Tech, while the presence of one armed citizen resulted in two innocent deaths in Colorado Springs.
And it could have been a lot higher,
right,
too.
Furthermore, the presence of over 200 million firearms in the possession of the American people has done more to keep America free than any other human element, bar none. Therefore, to help keep your family safe and your country free, go out and buy a gun. And I'm not kidding. Now, I'm going to go on to something here, something else here in a minute. And, okay, a firearms refresher course here. An armed man is a citizen. An unarmed man is a subject. A gun in the hand is better than a cop on a phone. Colt, the original point-and-click interface. Gun control is not about guns. It's about control. And if guns are outlawed, can we use swords? If guns cause crime, then pencils cause misspelled words. Free men do not ask permission to bear arms. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And those who trade liberty for security have neither. The United States Constitution, C-1791, all rights reserved. Now, what part of shall not be infringed do you not understand? The Second Amendment is in place in case the politicians ignore the others. 64,999,987 firearm owners killed no one yesterday. And guns have only two enemies, rust and politicians. No guns, no peace, no safety. No guns, no peace, no safety. And you don't shoot to kill, you shoot to stay alive. 911, government-sponsored, dial a prayer. And assault is a behavior, not a device. And criminals love gun control. It makes their job safer and easier. And if guns cause crime, then matches cause arson. Only a government that's afraid of its citizens tries to control them. You have only the rights you're willing to fight for. Enforce the gun control laws we already have. Don't make more. When you remove the people's right to bear arms, you create slaves. And the American Revolution, and this is the most important, would never have happened with gun control. Now there's a book that is available.
Well, we've got a break here. Let's take that real quick, then give us the name of the book after we get back. Then I've got an ad to read.
Okay.
It's
A Plot to Seize the White House.
Absolutely. Great, great book. Anyways, I'll talk to you in a minute. We're going to take our top of the hour break. We'll be back right after this here on the Proactive News.
Since 1988.